You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL episode 313 for the 15th of June. Let me put my tinfoil hat on. I bet the reason a media frenzy erupted over the longtime rumors of a treasure trove of missing Doctor Who episodes is because someone at the BBC desperately wanted to change the subject from what gender and ethnicity the next actor to play the Doctor should have. Missing episodes? I have no knowledge and therefore no opinion, but the question of the next Doctor? You betcha. Roger Van Eck is the author of a book called A Whack on the Side of the Head, and he's a longtime creativity consultant for companies around the world, and I've loved his stuff for years. His number one tip for being creative when faced with a problem such as, say, who should I cast as the next Doctor, is to not stop with the first right answer. If you stop there without thinking further, you may miss out on the more innovative, more creative solution. That's not to say that the first right answer is always a bad one. Matt Smith, brilliant actor, beloved as the 11th Doctor. But we have reached a point in Doctor Who's evolution that the first right answer has become too easy. Even despite the fact that with Melody Pond, we've seen that Gallifreyans can change ethnicity, and with references to the Corsair, we've heard that at least some Time Lords have fluid concepts of gender, I've heard way too many times that the Doctor must remain a white male because he has always been a white male. You know, you can argue all you want that the sonic screwdriver and psychic paper have become magic wands, easy plot devices for getting out of trouble. You know another magic wand in our show? Privilege. As a white male, especially in Earth historical settings, the Doctor is recognized, whether quickly or begrudgingly, as an authority figure. Accepting the Doctor's travels with Martha, and then only fleetingly, Doctor Who has rarely explored what challenges our protagonists would face if they were outsiders. To say nothing of the fact that there's a whole host of non-white male kids who would like to see that they could roleplay the Doctor. This change would also spin the show in a new direction, as it would force the Doctor to save the world while confronting, and forcing the world to confront, what being the other means when you aren't operating from a position of privilege. I trust that I'll enjoy whomever is cast as the next Doctor, but if it's yet another white male, it's an opportunity squandered to take the second right answer and tell an entirely different sort of story. And that's 2MTL 313 for the 15th of June. Let me know what you think. You can leave a comment at twominutetimelord.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Just look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord and you'll find me there. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon.